Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's March 31st, 2021. I'm releasing the prophetic word for April a week early, and I normally do this the first Wednesday of every month forever. I've been doing this for a very long time, but because of Passover and the timing of this word, I wanted to release it early to align you and get you ready for what's coming. Actually, what is here upon us, it's coming this weekend. Also, it's going to continue into next month. The prophetic word that I'm releasing for the next 49 days contains strategies that's going to help you to hear the Spirit of the Lord. And I have a fresh prophetic word that's going to help open up the heavens over you, give you a strategy for the coming season. If you're on my website, DougAddison.com, you can chat in your questions. Actually, you can chat a bit on social media as well. And you can follow me on social media, the Daily Prophetic hashtag, Daily Prophetic. And, oh boy, there's a powerful download coming right now. Yeah, just waiting on this. Let that wave come over you right now. If you have a Bible, you might want to get it because I'm going to do some teaching. And it's out of Matthew 13. I'm going to go into the details. So Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now over us. On earth as it is in heaven, Jesus said this. He said that you could align and bring heaven onto earth. And so we do that right now. We ask for the perfect alignment to happen right now to combat the perfect storm of the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the prophetic word for April is entitled 49 Days of Revelation and Healing. And I want to start by telling you about this powerful encounter I had while praying in the courts of heaven. I heard a direct word from the Lord that I've got to share with you. And this part of the word, I'm calling this part, it's time to rise up. It's out of Isaiah 60. And in Isaiah 60, there's a lot of things in there, but I heard the Lord say, verse 1, verse 11 and verse 22 are significant for right now. Isaiah 61, 11 and 22. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears to you. It's time to rise up, the Lord says. The Lord said, I'm moving this month in the message of Isaiah 61, 11 and 22. And I'm also moving in this whole area. I'm doing healing in the area, the entire chapter of Matthew 13. And I'm releasing this. The Lord is doing something new. And there's a major turning point from the dark night of the soul of 2020. It's coming to an end for those who will step out of it. Those who stand back there, I tell you, don't look back, don't battle politically, don't do anything of the past season. Step into this new one. Step into this new season right now. The Lord is shining his light to show you the way. He's opened a new doorway in the spirit, and the enemy's trying to discourage you with attacks. Don't look back, just move forward. And the Lord is bringing new glory, new power to break out of the dark night of the soul, the dark night of the spirit, the wilderness, whatever you want to call it. Isaiah 60, 11, your gates will always stand open. They will never shut day or night so that people may bring the wealth of the nations, the kings led in triumphal procession. Now, the doors are going to open. Remember, I've been talking about this. If you haven't heard me talk about it, talking about filling up the storehouses in heaven are going to start to open over us. To get the financial flow, this is right out of that prophetic word. I didn't know this before, but this is Isaiah 60 verse 11 is happening during this season. We're going to see this, that the gates of finances will open. The Lord is opening up the financial blessing, provision, new opportunities in the Spirit. You're going to start getting downloads, blueprints, strategies from Passover to Pentecost. I want to show you this, the exact timing and how to align with it. This is a time that is ripe. And finally, Isaiah 60:22, the least of you will become a thousand, the smallest, a mighty nation. I am the Lord, and in its time I will do this swiftly. The Lord is going to use the humble, unknown people. He's going to use the humble, unknown things. The time of humility is a good thing. I saw a doorway that you'll want to walk through. It's knee high. I had to walk through it. The new season, I'd get on my knees to walk through the new door. It took humility to get through it. In other words, I had to pray and say, Lord, I don't want to walk through with pride. I don't want to walk through with anything, with the religious spirits. I don't just want to walk through with what you did. It required me humbling myself. So here's what the Lord says. Do not despise the days of humble beginnings. And when the time is right, Isaiah 60:22, he's going to move quickly. You'll see him move quickly on things. And then there'll be another season. They're going to see several shifts happen. Here's the word of the Lord. 49 days of revelation and cleansing. Now, I told you to get your Bible. Matthew 13, I started talking about it last month, that the Lord is using this right now. Especially Matthew 13:34, as you're moving into this time, there's going to be some things that were hidden from the creation of the world. He says, I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things hidden from the creation of the world. So the Lord is releasing some things that we have not seen before. Now, Passover 2021 ends on April 4th, which is also Resurrection Sunday, aka Easter, whatever you want to call it. There is one very powerful time that's happening right now, and the strategies and solutions. I tell you, when Passover ends on Resurrection Sunday, it is powerful because you got to realize this. That was the original resurrection of Jesus takes place right after the end of Passover. And we want to align ourselves with this season to get into the resurrection power and walk through these new doors that are open now. Watch for God to reveal things that have been hidden as you move out of the old season into the new. So expect Resurrection Sunday to be a significant time. April 4th. Now, here's the season. Here's the 49 days. I had to add this up. I have a website I use that calculates days because I'm a times and seasons person. And I said, wow, wait a minute. Is that really 49 days? And I looked, and the end of Passover and Resurrection Sunday, April 4th, through Pentecost Sunday, May 23rd, 2021, is indeed 49 days of revelation, downloads from heaven. And then the Lord showed me, and also healing. He's going to prepare us for what's coming. And we got to get cleansed of some things. And God is also using this time to purge us of things that are not of Him. So let's take a look at Matthew 13. Let's open it up if you can, because He's going to continue with the eyes and ears of understanding. Last month, I released a prophetic word. It was on Spirit Connection on how to bring healing to your ability to hear the Lord. It was called God is Opening Your Eyes and Your Ears. It was on my blog and my Spirit Connection podcast. I did all kinds of training through it. This month, the Lord says, I'm going to go deeper on this. In fact, I'm going to use the entire chapter of Matthew 13. And wow, there's something going on here. At the end of the episode, hold on, I'm gonna release a powerful prayer to bring all this together and do some stuff. So it's the attack against the prophetic, against hearing and understanding. It's Matthew 13:14-15. Jesus said this when they asked him, why do you speak in parables? And he was just talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are going to be given to you, but not to them. Then he goes on to say, but you will be ever hearing and never understanding. You will be ever seeing and not perceiving. For the people's hearts have become calloused and they hardly hear with their ears or see with their eyes or understand with their hearts. So there's three things going on here. Is that we need to get this attack off of us. It's off the spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, and the spiritual heart of understanding. And I did a lot on this already. And again, I'm going to do a prayer at the end of this to pull all this together. But let me go deeper. That's the first part that I had taught on. And I'm going to just open up the whole book right now for this month. There's a deeper healing in Matthew 13. The entire chapter contains a prophetic blueprint for the next 49 days of healing. And this month is going to continue the Matthew 13 healing theme. I'll be talking about it. The first one I want to talk about is the start of it. When Jesus starts it out, Matthew 13 has been my favorite, by the way. It's been my favorite place to study parables, to train people on parables. It's a powerful one because Jesus talks about the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven being released to you. So he starts it out, Matthew 13, 4 through 9. Take a look. There's three attacks. It's called the seed and the sower. Most people think this is just salvation. That's one thing. But it's actually talking about revelation. If you look at the context, Matthew 13 is about parabolic understanding. It is about the hidden mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That's prophecy. This is seeds coming down. These are revelation seeds coming from heaven. And so there's three attacks that you want to break off right now. And he talks more about this. He gives the understanding of it later. Matthew 13, 19 through 23. But there's three of them. One of them is the path. That's when the revelation seed, he'll drop you a revelation. This is a strategy from heaven. And he says, you got to break these things off. Satan's stealing it from you. And it's right in front of your eyes here, right under your noses. The path is when you lack understanding. Matthew 13, 19 through 23. Then the rocky ground is when you get all excited, but you have no root. And then troubles and persecution steal it. Again, take a look at Matthew 13, 20. Jesus explains this. The thorns are the worries of life. It's a deception of wealth. This is very important. He talks about the deception of wealth can take away. These are financial strategies that he wants to release. That's in Matthew 13, 22. He explains these three things. And at the end, I'm going to, again, we'll go through a ministry time, which what you want to do, you want to align to get the revelation seed to fall on good soil, which you will reap 30, 60, or 100-fold. Matthew 13, 23. Underline that. You got to get this in your spirit. You're going to need to listen to this again and follow my prophetic word for this month and then spirit connection throughout this month. I'm going to be talking more about this. I tell you, this is not just salvation, as many people think when we looked at the seed and the sower. This is to get yourself to where the enemy is no longer stealing the revelation to get you out of debt, the revelation to get you blessed and moving in the new direction. And so I want to go through the details of Matthew 13 right now. Let's look at the parable of the wheat and the weeds, or the tares in some versions. This is in Matthew 13, 24 through 30. Jesus talks about the weeds. And he explains them in verses 36 through 43. So, the weeds are the things that are ungodly. These are the ungodly thoughts and actions. These are ungodly belief systems that get in there. And they spring up at the same time in the wheat field. So, they can operate in the church. They can operate in believers. These are the weeds that we want to weed out. And in verse 38, Jesus says that the wheat field, the field is the world, and the seed stands for people of the kingdom, and the weeds are the evil ones. These weeds are the people of the evil ones. The Lord is going to start weeding out, or at least showing you how to get these things out of your life and identify them at least. And I tell you, some of the witchcraft that we have right now is coming within believers, or you know, so-called, in other words, Christian witchcraft, people praying against each other, stuff like that, or you see some weird stuff going on. All I'm saying is we're going into a purging time over the next 49 days, and the Lord's going to show you the weeds in your thinking, in your belief system, and if there's any around you that you may need to adjust. That's the Jezebel spirit, that's, you know, this different stuff. So it can be these different things, but the Lord, watch this, so much fun. He's also going to remove the yeast. This is here, Matthew 13, 31 through 35. The Lord is going to remove the things that he calls yeast. He talks about yeast several times, and he talks about the yeast being things of the world. It could be pride, hypocrisy, things like that. He called it in Mark 8, he said the yeast of the Pharisees, it was hypocrisy. So the yeast can be different things. So we see this in Matthew 13, 31 through 35. The seed, the mustard seed, and the parable of the yeast, this is part of the healing as well. I'm fast forwarding you through this, but throughout this month, I'm going to unpack this more and slow it down for you and get you healed in any of these areas you need. Now here's the cool one. The holy weed eaters are coming. Oh, I love this part. In Matthew 13, 41, the Son of Man will send out his angels and they will weed out the kingdom of everything that causes us to sin and those who do evil. This is in the next 49 days. I'm sure they didn't have weed eaters back then, but the holy weed eaters are coming. Not to hurt you or harm you, is to help you. The holy weed eaters are going to come and help you weed out the things. And the Lord is sending his angels to weed out the things that are not of him. They'll point out things within ourselves, ungodly belief systems, any of our behavior, things like that. He's going to do it with grace. We're in a time of grace, a season of grace. This is a season that God is going to use to bring you close to him. I've already walked through it. Me and my team, we've already walked through this. And I'm sure we'll walk through some more during this season. But we're in a time of major pruning of our thoughts and actions. So don't be alarmed if old things start to surface. It's the Lord cleansing you. It's a good thing. Be grateful for these things, you know, because the result is you get closer to him. It's not to nuke you or anything like that. In fact, we want to nuke that theology, that, you know, that understanding where you think the Lord is mean and stuff like that. He's going to help you right now. He loves you, and he's going to do these things. Now, let's look at a deeper level with Matthew 13, 44 through 46. This is the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price. In Matthew 13, 44, he says the kingdom of heaven is like a hidden treasure that was hidden in a field. And when the man found it, he hid it again. And then with his joy, he sold everything and bought that field. And it's the same with the pearl of great price. In other words, during this season of the 49 days of healing, it's not just going to be, hey, you know what? Let's take you to the woodshed time. They're in the midst of it. You're going to get pearls of great price. You're going to get hidden treasures. Oh my goodness, I've already been seeing this in my own life. So he's rewarding us for all of our suffering that we've already done. And during the next 49 days, he's going to release to us some hidden treasures. And then let's take a look at verse 47 through 53. He talks about the parable of the net. Now, this could be evangelism, but you look at the context. He talks about sorting out the fish. He says that he's going to drag his net. It's the drag net. He's dragging the net. He's going to clean out the things and separate things that we don't need for this season. And so there's a time of this. He's sorting things out. And it's done with grace. There's a lot of grace. So in verse 53 through 58 is actually the result. Jesus was rejected by the people. He was not honored. But he says, the word of the Lord says, Jesus said that greater things you shall do. So when he experienced rejection, many people are going to get healed of rejection. Look at verse 53 through 58 talks about he was rejected by his own people. But the Lord is now going to bring you, he's going to weed things out, bring you into a time to help you to gain some honor. So let me recap. This works. I'm kind of cranking up on the anointing here. I hope I'm fast forwarding too fast. But the next 49 days is going to be pruning and revelation, the good things. So we're going to get the pruning is going to happen. It's not a woodshed time. But the revelation's there as well. And the Lord is going to bring prophetic seeds of revelation. But he's going to remove the weeds as well so that the enemy does not gobble them up like in the past where you would get an idea, you'd get a check in the mail, then suddenly there's a bill. That's because the parable of the seed and the sower was there. or an open door that would gobble it up. Or, you know, he's going to heal the cracks in your cistern during this time. Study the parables of Matthew 13, because the Lord's going to be working this over April 4th through the, I think it's the 23rd. It'll go beyond that if you hear this later, but I tell you, it's a powerful time. Let me recap the word. Isaiah 60, verses 1, 11, and 22. The Lord says, arise, shine, for my light has come, and my glory is going to shine on you. So see, this is starting the healing. He's not just starting the healing like to strip the vine. He's bringing glory. He's going to shine his light. And in verses 1 and 2 is that powerful time where the new glory is coming. He's shining the light. He's also opening the gates in verse 11 over you for financial blessing, financial strategies. And then verse 22 is the promise. He's going to use the humble things, and he's going to move quickly. When he starts to move on you, he's going to move quickly. I've already been seeing this. So you'll need to remove the attack that is on your eyes, your ears, and your heart to understand. This is very important. Matthew 13, 14 through 15. But you will be ever seeing and never understanding. You will be ever hearing but never perceiving, for our hearts have become callous. They hardly hear, and people's eyes are closed and your ears don't understand. That's the first starting place, is to get that off of you, to get healed of that. And I'm going to do another prayer on this, and I've been doing this several times, but I want to get everybody set free from that. Also, there's the attack of the seed and the sower that tries to steal the revelation. That's the path, the thorns, and the rocky place. And we want to nudge that seed over to the good soil, to where it can reap 30, 60, or 100 fold. Then, as we do this, the holy weed eaters are coming. The Matthew 13, 41, the Son of Man will send his angels out that will weed out the things that are not of him. This is a good thing. And so the three verses that I would decree this month, I tell you, this is a powerful, powerful time. I would begin to decree Matthew 13, 11, Matthew 13, 44, and Isaiah 60, verse 11. So let me just say this again. Matthew 13, 11, but the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. Matthew 13, 44 is the hidden treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure in a field. When a man found it, he was filled with joy. Whew. Yeah. And then Isaiah 60, verse 11, the gates of finances are going to open. Those are three things. I tell you, mark my words on this. Mark your Bible and my words. The Lord's moving in these areas, but you will need to take some steps to get it. And I'm going to pray over you just a second here to open these things up, and expect to get the hidden treasures of the Lord right now. So, Lord, I just pray for this prophetic word, a powerful word. In fact, I had so much warfare just getting here to get this recorded. I mean, it was massive, massive warfare. My team was praying, but the word's getting out. The Lord's preparing us for the 49 days now. So Lord, we ask you to release this word. Open up the heavens for revelation, downloads, and strategies, deeper healings. Lord, we pray for the Isaiah 60 word, that your light would shine into darkness, reveal the things that are not of you, and that you would open the gates of finances and move quickly. We pray too for the healing from Matthew 13. Stop the attack of the prophetic seeds. Stop the attack. We bind that, the path. We bind the enemy from taking with the thorns and the shallow ground. That there's different things that happen there. We just bind them all in Jesus' name. Also, reveal and heal any weeds that we might have. Now we ask that you would reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It's the mysteries and the hidden treasures. These are in Matthew 13. We ask that you would reveal, release them to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, I told you, this is a powerful one. powerful, powerful time. Wow. Well, I'm just kind of still feeling the presence and the anointing. Let that soak over you right now. You're going to want to listen to this again. So this month, we're going to do a training. I usually do a training that's geared towards this. I believe we're moving into a time of deeper healing. And so on April 17th, get ready. I'm going to do power tools for healing, physical, relational, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. And it's April 17th, 10 a.m. We've got a special price. Actually, go to DougAddison.com/power tools where you can watch the video I did and explain it. This is just an upgraded version of some things that I did before a few years ago. Accelerate your time to heal. It was the start of it back in 2017. I wasn't fully healed, but I'm fully healed now. This is the upgraded version. And listen to me. Not only when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord's going to raise up a new standard. But the Lord says this. The enemy has released the highest level attacks. So therefore, we need high-level strategies. And sometimes it's a little bit different than what we've been using. So the Lord's going to do this. DougAddison.com/power tools. It's going to be a great time. Consider giving to us. DougAddison.com/give. You can become a partner, one-time donation or whatever you want to do. But if you're a partner, you help join us to do what we do all over the world. We're reaching millions of people using the internet. Plus, we're an online church, basically, through the IRS and everything. We're an online church. We have a community. If you want to join us, become a partner of any amount each month. And we have a partner coach that prays for you. Right now, we have a Facebook group and some different things like that, a portal. We're releasing a new online portal very soon to where you can interact with other people and us. Right now, we use a Facebook group and different things. And once a month, I do a meeting, an online Zoom meeting with the partners. And it is church. And me and my team, we prophesy over you. So some people consider me your pastor. That's great. I'm so grateful. You could actually give to us on a regular basis, any amount. It doesn't matter. We're excited for that. And be sure to catch the daily prophetic word in case you don't know about it. I got time for just a couple of questions. It was three that really stood out to me. These are the questions that people are asking right now frequently. One is, I know that you're saying that we're no longer under the Jewish law, but it seems like you're focusing on the Jewish holidays like Passover. It's still Old Testament. So the answer to that, my friend, thank you for asking, because we're not under the law. No, we're not under that. But you know where it ties in? Where the crossover that brings any of these things into the New Testament is when an example of Passover was the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection, the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost. That brings it into the New Testament. The Lord chose these times. He chose these seasons. And the Apostle Paul even writes, you know, in the scriptures, he says that, you know, I long to spend Passover with you. And there was an understanding of it. So it is Old Testament celebration. I don't do anything. I don't like do a Seder or anything like that. I just position myself to hear the Lord during these times. Here's another one. I've been upset over the false prophetic words that many of the prophets have been releasing regarding President Trump. How can I trust what God is saying right now? It seems like the prophets have missed. Well, all I got to say is this. It's been a tough time. Not one person that I know, there might be one or two, but overall, we missed the pandemic. The whole world missed it. The medical world, everybody. You know, Satan came in on that like a flood on that one. So don't get upset at the prophetic movement. We still need the prophetic movement. And I tell you, I don't understand what happened, but I know that it's time to just move forward. Let it go. Do forgiveness with God. Whatever you need to do to get aligned for this season. Here's another question. You talk about deliverance or getting inner healing, but how does this fit in with Jesus dying on the cross and being our final sacrifice? Great question. That's called the finished work of the cross. And I live, I do, I live under the finished work of the cross. I use the scriptures. I use everything as that, the finished work of the cross. But here's what I've found, that if you're not seeing evidence of your healing. This is why I was sick for the longest time. There was no evidence of my healing. If you're not seeing evidence of your healing, you need to press in and find out where the enemy has got a doorway. And this is why I use different things like deliverance. I use inner healing. We use all types of things until you see results. All right. Well, God bless you guys. Don't forget about Power Tools for Healing, Physical, Relational, Emotional, Spiritual Wholeness. It's going to be Saturday, April 17th. Go to DougEdison.com/Power Tools. You'll get an early bird special for the next few days. And I'm excited about what God's doing this month and beyond. So stay tuned. Love you guys. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.